My name's John M. from Mudra, proud Waka Waka man. Yeah, so I read a poem a while ago for my mum when I was in jail a couple of sentences ago. I can't remember all the words to it or the exact poem. It was a pretty long one, but I remembered a bit of it. So, yeah, I'll read it today. Yeah, so this is probably only about half of it, but this is all I could remember from it. Yeah, this poem's about stolen generation. So, yeah, it goes like this. She never knew her mum, never knew her dad. Over the years, it made her sad. Stolen from her people when she was little. I can see the hurt in her eyes. Late at night, she sits and cries. I can see the pain in her eyes. Beautiful woman from Dunley Island. She sees her kids and it keeps her smiling. Yeah, that's all I can remember from it. Growing up, me and my mum have been really close, you know. My dad was in and out of jail for most of my life growing up as a young man. So me and my mum were very close. I could talk to her about anything, you know. Like even when I was on the drugs and all that sort of stuff, I could tell her. She never once, like, you know, doubted me or once, like put me down for it or nothing like that. So, yeah, me and my mum used to sit up late and she used to tell me stories about when she grew up and when she was little, she got taken from her people from the Torres Strait Islands, and she got taken down to Queensland, like Townsville, Cherbourg first, and then from there she moved to Townsville. So she never knew her real mum or dad. She grew up with a white father and like a white father and a black mother, but her stepmother was really abusive and used to do bad things to my mum. And yeah, she was a closet alcoholic and used to hurt my mum and stuff like that. So my mum used to tell me stories about that sort of stuff. And I could see when she'd talk about it, it used to hurt her, not knowing her father and not knowing her mother. And just probably about 5 years ago, just recently, my mum found out her real name. So all of her life, she was we knew her as Sharon, but just 5 years ago, we found out her real name, her real first name and real last name. Yeah, so I wrote that poem for a few years ago on that day when she found out her name. So yeah, my dad's not well at the moment and that, so my mum's, she's a strong woman, you know, she looks after my dad. She's also got my son. So my son got taken from his mother from DHS and my mum put her hand up and took my son. So she looks after my son and my dad as well. And I just recently had another baby with another girl, a baby girl. So my mum will be taking her soon too. So yeah, I got so much appreciation for her. She's such a strong woman, you know, one of the strongest women I've ever met.